a man who understands it. He's in Baltimore tonight where the Orioles take on the Red Sox. That is Paul White of USA Today. Paul, how are you?
Great.
Yeah, this is something else coming down the stretch here. And, you know, you live in this area, Baltimore, Washington. We've kicked around Giants versus Washington. Bring us up to date on this ball club. What's going on with the Nationals right now?
Well, they're kind of in that mode where they're not quite sure where they are. I mean, obviously, everybody assumes they're going to win the division. They could clinch it as soon as tonight. But it's, you know, they've kind of stumbled their way down the stretcher a little bit. They've got some bullpen issues. They've been a little bit inconsistent. The starting pitching, which has been a strength all year, they've still got some decisions to make. And Davey Johnson, the manager, said a couple things this week in sort of a subtle way. I think he would prefer to play the Giants. Now, before that becomes bulletin board material,
right. Okay.
What he wants is to avoid, he thinks it's a better situation to not wait for the wild card winner. He likes to prepare his team, his pitching rotation, et cetera, based on the opponent. And at least if he's the two seed, he knows who he's getting in that first round. If he's the one seed, he has to wait until basically the day before he plays to even know who he's playing and where he's going to play.
Paul, how strong are the Nationals without Steven Strasburg? And I mean, pitching-wise.
They're still strong. I mean, he was actually, as the season went on in the last couple months of the season, he was probably about their third-best pitcher. That's not to say this guy couldn't step up in a big game and just be lights out, you know, that one guy that could just absolutely turn a series. But Gio Gonzalez and Jordan Zimmerman both were out pitching him, and even Ross Detweiler, who may or may not be in the rotation in the postseason, probably will. He was actually, over the last, say, 6 weeks or so of his stress from pitch, Detweiler actually outpitched him.
Paul, do you consider Washington's Park, Nationals Park, there a home run park?
Not particularly. Statistically, it's a pretty balanced park. It probably skews slightly toward pitchers. You've got to hit it pretty good. I mean, if you get it down the line, you can get it out. Left center is a good place to get it out. I think it's a pretty fair park. It's certainly more hitter-friendly than San Francisco is, but not anywhere close to, say, a Cincinnati.
Paul White with us of USA Today. Paul, give us a little bit of a handicap here. You've talked about the Nationals, and I know you think, and rightly so, they should have the end up with the best mark in the National League and maybe the strongest-looking team on paper, let's put it that way. Give me a little bit of a handicap on what's left from your viewpoint. We're out here, and we see the Giants every day, but what does the national media think of this National League race?
Well, everybody has warts, and I think that's what's really great about it. And I think both of us this year, it's fabulous. There's no great team out there, and that's what makes this fun. You know, whoever you're close to, and I see that here in Washington, I see that, and I'm sure you guys feel it. I talk to people in Cincinnati. Everybody wants to tell you why they're worried about their team going into the postseason. Everybody's in that situation, and that's what kind of makes this fun. If there's anybody that's vulnerable at this point, I think Cincinnati's the most vulnerable team. They have not hit a lick in the last several weeks. Joey Votto hasn't hit a home run since he came back from the DL. They can be pitched to, and they have a lot of guys who are very strikeout-prone. I think they could be the team most likely to have a quick out coming off a good season.
Wow. Well, very interesting. All right. Very good. What about Atlanta?
They're scary. No. You know, they're like St. Louis. You know, those are the two teams probably meeting that wild card game. Both of those teams are scary for different reasons. Atlanta's pitching can be very, very good, obviously, and they're going to need that. They have some offensive question marks. Freddie Freeman and Jason Hayward will have to carry them offensively. Michael Bourne has disappeared in September. He's got a thumb issue, but it's more than that. He did this last year, and if you talk to scouts, they'll tell you he becomes timid on the base pass when the pressure's on. And they don't know why, but that's been his M.O. here the last couple of years. They need him to generate some offense. They need Dan Uggla to hit the ball. They'll have to live on their pitching, but they can be tough if they get through. And St. Louis, Those kids grew up tremendously last year. The timing couldn't be better if they were going to lose Albert Pujols, because David Fries and Alan Craig and John Jay, those guys all believe they belong and can produce. But as scary as either of those teams can be, one game and one of them's gone.
But believe me, and a good team is going to get knocked out. That's why I like the second wild card, because both these teams are decent teams. Does Chris Medlin, and it's a name that, you know, you're on the East Coast, we're out here. If, you know, we do follow it. He's been outstanding for about 70 innings, giving up about 7 runs. Does he pitch the play-in game for Atlanta against St. Louis?
Absolutely, he does. And, you know, if fans want to pay attention to what might happen in these playoff games, tomorrow's starting pitchers, wherever they might be, are right in line to pitch on Friday in the playing games in regular rest. Guys who pitch today could pitch that game with an extra day's rest. I even think the Texas Rangers have been messing around with their rotation, and Yu Darvish is going to go tomorrow. He supposedly had a stiff neck this week. I think the Rangers, in the back of their minds, are, you know, just in case something goes wrong here, we ended up in that playoff game, wouldn't hurt to have this guy right on the rotation for that. So I think you're going to see that. Medlin will definitely pitch for Atlanta in the play-in game. Freddy Gonzalez has said so. And this kid's a real deal. Chipper Jones told me, and he kind of laughed. He said, I know this is sacrilege, but, yeah, this guy is on the verge of being Greg Maddux.
Wow. Wow. Paul White with us, USA Today. He's back in Baltimore. The Orioles take on Boston tonight. All right, I'm going to ask you this, and there's only a few days left. The season ends, I mean, barring, you know, ties on Wednesday. If I had to ask you who's going to, and we do this, you know, we do this with you in February, I'll ask you today on Sunday, on Saturday, actually, who's going to win the National League pennant? And now you're about 3 weeks away from a decision, not 7 months away. Who are you going to pick now?
I'm going to pick the Giants, and I'm telling you what, I'm taking the Giants and the Rangers at this point to get the World Series, because it's so balanced. I want teams that have the experience, have gone through this before, because I think that's going to be the difference maker in this year's playoffs. Teams that aren't feeling a tremendous amount of pressure. I think the Rangers will feel some if they get back to the World Series. They're on the verge of becoming the Buffalo Bills of baseball. But I think we get into a lot of tight games. Obviously, the Giants are going to have to pitch well, and nobody's expecting them to score a ton of runs. But they've been through this before, and this whole group virtually has been through this before. And if you look at the rest of the National League playoff teams, the only team that can say that is St. Louis. Hmm. And what if they get knocked out in one game? Then the Giants are facing a bunch of teams. They're going to have to work hard to get beyond that happy-to-be-here mode.
Very good. Boy, good analysis. Yeah, if I'm a Giants fan, I'm rooting for the Braves against the Cardinals.
Absolutely, you should, yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you that. Boy, interesting. All right, Buster Posey, again, one of the great stories of any era this year, coming back from a devastating injury. And, Paul, when we saw you in spring training and talked, well, maybe he'd play 100 games and, you know, maybe he'd catch twice a week. He's turned into Yogi Berra, Roy Campanella, the way he has caught. He's got a great shot to win the batting title. Does he get MVP, in your opinion?
I think so now. I think, I think Andrew McCutchen was one of the leading candidates. The Pittsburgh fade, they faded so badly, will knock him out of it. Ryan Braun's actually having a better year this year than he had last year. I think a lot of voters will look for an excuse to not vote for him. There's still some concern about last season and everything that went on or didn't go on. And the Brewers, they'll probably be eliminated today. So I think Posey is such a feel-good story on top of the stats. I think it makes a fairly easy call for both of the voters. There's been a real groundswell here, I think, in the last month. Everybody I talk to, that's all you hear is Posey, Posey, Posey.
Wow. Now, what about Cy Young in National League? Bruce Jenkins and I were just talking about that. Where do you fall in the Cy Young?
This is a tough year. I think Ari Dickey's going to get it again. Gio Gonzalez had a great year. I think they're probably the top two guys now. Cueto fell off a little bit. And again, Dickey is such a great story. I think people are just looking for an excuse to give it to a guy like that, and I think he probably ends up winning it.
Wow. All right, R.A. Dickey over Gio Gonzalez and others. Paul White, pleasure to have him here. All right, let's shift gears a little bit to the American League. The A's are playing Seattle today, and last I looked, it was 4-1 Seattle late in the game. Orioles have a lead over the A's by a game in the wild card. The Yankees have already lost today. This American League, right, and the Angels are in a rain delay. I guess they'll wait all night to try to get that game in Texas. This is some American League race, and the Tigers are on the verge of going 2-up on the White Sox. How about the American League?
This is amazing. And don't forget Tampa Bay.
Oh, right. They're still right. They're still in the mix.
They're beating the White Sox today. They could pull within two of the A's and three of the Orioles, depending on what happens tonight. And Tampa Bay plays the last three games of the season at home against Baltimore.
Wow.
And we could be down to Tampa Bay doing them the last night of the season again. And the other amazing factor, if Baltimore wins tonight, they're tied for first with the Yankees.
Wow.
You know, this is something I think nobody's considered. You want to talk about a team under pressure in that wild card playing game? What if it's the Yankees?
Yeah.
How
about Yankees and A's in the playoff game?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's
not outrageous for it to end up being in Oakland.
Wow. Well, interesting. All right. This is. You know, as I always say to people, why we love the game of baseball, with five games to go and one or two or three games separating teams, it's like a World Series or a playoff, and something usually happens that makes you say, wow. And that's baseball.
Well, yeah, and we always have a tendency, you know, when you get near the end, there are a couple games up, they'll make it. I don't hear anybody saying that this year. We all learned our lesson last season.
Yeah, all right, Mike Trout, Miguel Cabrera, where do you see that MVP?
Well, considering I'm one of the voters this year, and I will be honest, I'm going to be agonizing right up until Wednesday when I have to actually push the button on the email to send that ballot in. Mike Trout's been the best player in the American League this year, I think, hands down. Now, what I've got to really wrestle with is MVP. What does that mean? Especially if the Tigers make the playoffs, the Angels don't. You know, the idea of what if you take each guy off his team? What difference does it make? And I did a little bit of research this week, and I still haven't decided, but I know a lot of the sabermetric community says it's clearly Trout. He's a more well-rounded player. I agree with them on that. And I took some of the best sabermetric measures, including wins above replacement. Now, if you take Miguel Cabrera and Mike Trout and compute what percentage of their team's wins above replacement they have provided, Cabrera's provided a larger percentage of the Tigers than Trout has for the Angels. And That one still got me thinking. I'll be honest. Wednesday morning, I still might not know.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If the guy wins a triple crown, that's the end of the story for me.
It's very interesting. And what I want to do is, in my mind, say, you know what? It might not even matter that he won the triple crown. I want to be able to prove other ways that he's still the guy, and I think I may be able to.
Well, they're in good shape now, and he's had it. You know, I always love big people step up. That's my adage in September. Big people, and Posey has done it. Cabrera has done it, and Trout has not done it. And of course, he's a kid. What do you expect?
Exactly. And I think it makes it a much easier decision if the Tigers are in and the Angels are not, which appears that's going to be the case. The Angels still have a shot. That's going to be one of the more intriguing races.
Very good, Paul. Thank you, son. You sound like Bruce Jenkins already. We start talking baseball.
No problem.
We can talk all day long. But Paul, thanks so much, and maybe we'll catch up before this thing starts.
No problem.
All right. That is Paul White, USA Today. Always a pleasure. All right.